Trusting the Lord.
Having the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Some joy. Some joy. Some joy. Some joy. Joy, 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 joy. Some joy. Come on, some joy. Amen. Some in the Lord, some joy. Come on, tell three, four people. Tell three, four people that there is strength here. No, come on, there is strength here. Come on, there is strength here. 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 There is strength. Amen, amen. Say God's power is working. Say God's power is working. Say I've got walking power. Hallelujah. Woo. Serving the Lord. 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 You know, that's the main thing that Satan did not want to hear. That you are serving the Lord. Yeah, that's why he doesn't want to hear that you are serving the Lord. Say, serving the Lord, serving the Lord, serving the Lord. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, try and have your feet, amen. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Please, off the microphones. Off them. Off them. Off them. Off them. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Amen. Say, serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Come on, serving the Lord. Say, I'm not tired. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. No, you know who you believe, right? Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Amen, amen. Can I have your seats? Amen. Have your seats. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Oh, last take a villa, take a protest, take a birth at the day. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Yeah. Say, serving the Lord. Say, serving the Lord. Say, I'm always found at my duty post. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Please, just, please, this is vital. Hold hands with your neighbor as your sister. Just pray for him. Pray for him. Serving the Lord. Close your eyes. Pray. Serving the Lord. Please pray for that person. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Come on. Serving the Lord. always fun serving the Lord. Pray, 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 pray. Serving the Lord. 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 Pray, pray. Serving the Lord. You will always be found serving the Lord. Serving the Lord, 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 serving the Lord. Is the strength of God we are talking about. It doesn't fail. So serving the Lord, serving the Lord, serving the Lord. Amen, amen. Anytime you say you feel discouraged, it's because you already had the wrong focus. It's because you are already looking elsewhere for help. It's because you have lost the right perspective. That's the point. You have lost it. Serving the Lord. Why do I want you to pray for your neighbor? Yeah, it will also serve as a reminder that, oh, someone prayed for me. A saint prayed for me. So in the days that looks like, okay, that means in the days that looks like strength is, I can't find the strength. I can't find the courage to continue. The same thing you did today, that's what to do. Look for a saint. Don't, when you feel weak, discouraged, don't go on Facebook. Don't go on Twitter. No! Find the saints. So hold on to somebody else. Pray for that person again. Amen. Serving the Lord. Come on, come on. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Come on. Serving the Lord. Serving. That's how it works, though. Serving the Lord. God will bless us through us. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving, serving, serving. Serving the Lord. 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 Please pray, 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 pray. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Please pray, pray, pray. Pray. Serving the Lord. I will always find you serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Please, if you are watching us online, don't play social media right now. Find a believer serving the Lord. 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 Oh, serving the Lord. So, don't. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Come on, serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Okay, amen. Okay, just one more minute, then just verify if you have words for that person, you give him words, amen. Yeah, that means this time take it calmly. Give him words. There should be words. It's a believer's meeting, give words. Give words. Give words. Give words. 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 There is fire in my bones.
To my increase.
Serving the Lord, serving the Lord, serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Zeal that can't be contained. We do the works of Christ, serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. Zeal that can't be contained. We do the works of Christ. One more minute. Zeal that can't be contained. We do the works of Christ. Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. When you are done, you can sit down, write down what you are told. When you are done, sit down, write down what you are told. Ah, that's the right attitude. Right attitude. Write it down. They're not just words. Serving the Lord. Zeal that can't be contained. He said that the fire must not go out of the temple. It must always be burning. It must always be burning. Never patronize unzealous Christianity. Never patronize that. A Christianity we do when we are convenient. What we do when everything else aligns. So that is when we serve God. I just finished teaching that in Abuja. When people say that, like, what's the meaning of thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God? It's when you are conditioning your service to God upon convenience. Are you with me? When you are saying, I will serve you when you settle my bills, when you give me someone to marry, when you settle my career. No. That's not the Christian consecration. Hallelujah. Praise God. We had a song then. It said, the one who gave us life deserved to be served by the very life he gave. By the very life he gave. Therefore, I keep my mind simple. Amen, amen. Amen. Say, serving the Lord. Galatians 1. Let us do something small before we close today. We must always be found doing what? Say, serving the Lord. 10 years from now, 20 years from now, serving the Lord. When everything else seems not to make sense, always be found serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, open your Bible. Galatians chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5. We're going to read together Galatians 1 from verse 1 to verse 5. So this is one of the summary of what we read yesterday. Galatians 1, what length yesterday? From verse 1 to verse 5. Okay, can we take it? 1, 2, go. Yes? Okay. See that verse 4, who gave himself for our, so that he might deliver us from what? From this present evil world, according to the will of God, our Father. Amen, amen. So, it's that word, this present evil age. So, we are born victorious over the age. You are born victorious over the age because in Christ you have victory over time itself. We discussed this yesterday. In Christ, the believer has victory over time. When the unbeliever looks at his own wristwatch, as the seconds is counting, it is cast down. For the believer, it is count up. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say, I have victory over time. Yeah, that's victory over death. So because you already have victory over time itself, therefore, God also has delivered you from the current age you are. So you can't say that because of the pressures of 2020, because of the loss, because of the things that entices people in this age, I succumb myself to the pressure of this country, of these times. No, you have the victory already. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say, God has given me the victory over the age. So your makeup is victorious. This is what Jesus did for you. Your makeup is victorious. So let's proceed today, just shorter than yesterday, and God bless you again by the power of God, and we'll be on our way home. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9. First Peter chapter 1, verse 9. Let me know when you are there. We're going to read from verse 9 to verse 12 together. First Peter chapter 1, from verse 9 to verse 12. 1, 2, go. Yes, sir? Yes. 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 Which things the angels desire to look into. Now see from verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the what? The salvation of your souls. Please write this down. Salvation is the end of man's search of God. Every search of God, salvation is the end. Say, receiving the end of your faith, the end of your faith journey, the salvation of your souls. Let me tell you the truth. Every man, every human being on earth, he has faith in something. Yeah. Some people have faith in science. Some people have faith in astrology. Some people have faith, in fact, faith in themselves. But the intended destination of faith is that you be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the scientists that has faith in atom molecules, etc. Yeah, you are not wrong, but that is not the destination of faith. You believe that you will enter this plane and the plane will take you high, it will drop you. It's fatal. You don't know, but it takes faith. But the intended destination of faith is what? Salvation. Say salvation. So anybody that is claiming to be an atheist, just telling that you are just a man, you stopped on the journey of faith. You didn't progress. You didn't finish it. That's what happened to you. Amen, amen. Every man on earth, you believe in something. That's the point. You believe in something. You believe that by 8 it will be dark. Is it not faith? Tomorrow morning there will be sun. Is that not faith? So that's man. So, but the believer is the one that has attained the destination of the faith journey. Say, I'm saved. Say, I'm saved. Say, I'm saved. Say, I've reached the finish line. So, we now do ministry from this finish line. Yeah. That's the destination of man's search. You now do ministry from this finish line. So, you remember yesterday, we studied about the acceptable year of the Lord. Yeah. The acceptable year of the Lord. Otherwise called in Christ, where God dwells, the house of God. Where God will dwell. Where God and man will meet. Where God and man will meet. How it will be, how man will be accepted in him. How man will refuse him. That's what the Bible is about. It's about the Christ. It's about the Christ. It's the acceptable year of the Lord. It's the acceptable place. It's the destiny. It's the Canaan land of God. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. It's God's destination. Hallelujah. Say, I'm in God's destination. Say, I'm in God's destination. So what Bible is about is about things available in that destination, how men will receive him, what happens to the man that rejects him, everything. That's what the Bible is about. Bible is not about the plenty things, commerce, industry. No, Bible is stereotype. The prophets, they spoke about the salvation, which is the end of the faith life. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 8. 2 Timothy 1 verse 8. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our God, Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Verse 9. Want to go? Yes, read. Yes. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus. Verse 10. Help me. Yes. But it's now made manifest. Appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, brought life and immortality to light through the verse 11 now. Want to go? And a teacher of the Gentiles. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Chapter 2, which we read yesterday from verse 3. 1 Timothy right now, chapter 2 from verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Open it, please. Next verse. Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Why? Next verse, yes. And one, the man Christ Jesus, next verse, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Verse 7, yes. Whereunto I am appointed a, hallelujah. So write this down. We have ministry based on a definite event. We have ministry based on that definite event. Based on what Jesus did. That's why we have ministry. That's why we have ministry. That's why we have ministry. It's based on a definite event. It's not just standing. It's not, you don't have ministry because God is just looking for a job for man. Ministry is based on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's why I say, who gave himself a ransom for all, and he must be testified at the right time. And based on this, Paul said, I am appointed a minister, an apostle, a teacher. So, we have a service to God based on salvation. We have a service to God based on salvation, not to give everybody money. But we think coming to church is so that people can take care of them, take care of my needs. That is not the purpose of church. Yes, in church, there is love, same way, but if you have gone to some Ogboni course too, they share love too there. Amen? Okay, you have been there before, right? If you have gone to some evil club too, they do things there. They do, and they share love too. So anywhere you hear, say, oh yes, it's just about love. Some of those love, they are idolatry. Don't be carried away with that. The love that does not open Bible. Don't bring Bible to church, and they don't tell you. I say, don't worry, they just love me in that church. And they will not tell you, say, go where you are what? Celebrated, not where you are tolerated. Then you will not go to the church of Jesus, man. You won't go there. He told them, say, guy, oh fool, slow of hearts. Is that where you are celebrated? Which one is celebrated? You go where the word of life exists. Amen, amen. Amen. You go where the word of life dwells. It's not where you are celebrated or tolerated or anything. I'm not saying we fight ourselves in church because of doctrine, but service to God is based on salvation. That's love. What Jesus did when he died, when he rose, is what gave us ministry. What he did is what gave us ministry. Ephesians 4. Sister Peculia read this. She acted into my spirit. She brought this out. Ephesians 4. Okay, from verse 1. So this is what gave us a commission to serve others. Why do I have a commission to serve others? Jesus died for all men. He said he gave himself a ransom for all. That definite event is what gave us ministry. So if you have received ministry on the mountain, on the mountain, on the valley, please come back and receive it from the Bible. Come back and receive it from salvation. Amen, amen. This is why we have a lot of kakesik, have begged, have two-third ministers, prophets, apostles, bishops all around the world, because yes, they think ministry is just about being able to say, and some people, they stand before the mirror, they rehearse what they want to say before the congregation, they rehearse it, dotting every I's, crossing every T's, before they come to present. It's not wrong as long as you are rehearsing Jesus. They now rehearse nonsense, call it relationship seminar, call it mixed it singles mingle, singles jungle jingle, and exciting men calling it ministry. It's because you want to serve God, but you didn't receive his service from the right place. Where do I receive the service of God from? From salvation. Go and study salvation. That means your being ignorant, once you are ignorant of salvation, it nullifies every caller that called you. Whether the bishop of the whole world or bishop of the whole earth or the mightiest man of God on the earth is the one that prophesied ministry to your life. Once you have not paid homage, once Mr. Salvation has not certified you worthy, you are running your own race. You are running in vanity. Hallelujah. Say salvation that gave us ministry. So what happens during dreams, vision, prophecy is just awareness, okay? That's what we have in our dreams, prophecy is awareness. But where did the ministry come from? See Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4 from verse 1. Therefore, I therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith the Lord at wherewith you are called. With all lowliness, look at the Bible, please. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, and forbearing one another in love. Verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4, there is one body, yeah, and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. How many calling? Say one calling. One calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. Some people say, can't God call somebody specially to be doing relationship? Yes, it's possible, but just ensure it's not God. It's not God. That's the point. It's possible, just the caller is not God. The caller is your own lust. Just want to say things that will be exactly that you'll be saying, they'll be smiling at you. and wherever. That's why, come for Bible study. They won't come. Come for single talk. They will sit down for 4 hours. Discussing carnality. And people don't study Bible for such things. Hope you know. They go and study things whatever. Study all those demonic things. Sorry. Demonic is a figure of speech. They study plenty, lots of the flesh, and they will now mix it with Jesus. Now sandwich Jesus in between. Now present it. That one is even still a bit okay. The worst one that is plaguing our century due to the joblessness in Nigeria, you now turn that to the job of the pastor. Pastor will not be doing entrepreneurship talk. You have lost your calling. Quote me anywhere. You have lost it. Say, but they don't have a job. Let them go out. Go to school. Your professor in business study will teach you better than the best entrepreneurship preacher. You can't study the Bible to prosper in money. Oh God, you think I'm joking? You can't study the Bible. Quote me, Temitope Thompson. You can't honestly study this Bible. Anybody that says, I'm a rich man because I know the word. You are a liar. You are a liar. Oh yeah, now he forsook all and followed him. Follow that. Will you be rich? What am I saying? I am saying give what belongs to Caesar to Caesar. What belongs to God to God. The Bible belongs to God. When you pick it, what do you find? Salvation. When you want, I went to school. So don't think I'm saying what I'm not saying. I didn't trek here. I didn't ride bicycle. But you don't call what is applicable to unbelievers. You don't now call that the workings of God. You are dishonoring saints. Because you have people in the same congregation who have been struggling, doing their best, and they are not getting what you are calling God's blessing. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11, he said, don't you have houses to eat, drink, and do your excesses? He said, are you trying to shame the church of God? And to shame them that have not. When you come to church thinking that is where to plant, you know some people in your, maybe your old church, Saturday is when you go and you spend 8 hours where doing your ear, right? And you spend Sunday morning, 1 hour doing the demonic things on your face, painting, foundation, background, what else? Limited, roofing, finishing. Now, as you get to the church up, and unluckily, you now get to the church, and some ridiculous standing people call waiters. They say, yes, we'll celebrate you. You're awesome today. God bless you today. Yeah. Hope you know, such makeup, you're not able to pray. Say, pray! You say, yeah. You will look for where there is AC to sit down. Because once a sweat comes down, what will happen? That is Ila Oyo, or your mark, on your makeup. Shabama. The spirit of makeup. Am I saying no makeup? I have a powder myself that ought to be in my bag. So that it's lost in transit. Sorry, where am I? 1 Timothy chapter 2. So ministry is based on salvation. Let me not come here and lie to you. If I do that, when you see me in the next 30 years, you will not like me. Because you have pursued frivolities in church. You have prayed, fasted, sowed seed for what? For God to take it to the next level. It will not come. When you now see me later in the future, you say, this man. If I tell you now, see, Oga, go and walk. Go and walk. When you come here, serve God. Serving God is serving God. All the Bible says is that, okay, when you are walking, do honest work. Don't cheat. Don't do yahoo yahoo. But just walk. Don't now come to opening the Bible that, yes, where is the wisdom of the wealth of the Gentiles belongs to the just. Tired. What's the wealth of the Gentiles? What does God want from the Gentiles? Their hearts. And you take the gospel to them. Praise God.
See, that thing, it has plagued this egg, and it's popular in Nigeria because there is unemployment. They will tell you, now, no, now we are, now, hope you know, plenty of prophecies last year. You think it failed this year. Hope you know. Plenty of prophecies. Ah, next year will be your year. The guy will come. The work will come. The business. No business, practically, I can almost say, no. Very few business made profits this year. Very few. More so proprietary business, if they some totalize their profit this year, they know that they lost. And last year, December 31st, oh yeah, everybody prayed. Say my destiny, 2020, the year. If you know the prayers for 2020, Corona came, scattered everything. Simple Corona, just one small invisible thing. Simple Corona. So know where you serve God. And despite that, the gospel was progressing. To tell you that, see, now you they focus on the wrong thing. Thank God for the earth you are living. This is not how it has always been. Before, it's always one war over another. As you are now, everybody man now, you are ready to go to war, to battle. But thank God for peace. But that peace is for us to run and do God's work. Hallelujah. So what happened this year should not surprise you. If you have been following the Bible, if you have been following, if you have edged that in this world, it's not, you will see things. If you listen to that, you will not be surprised. What will happen once things die down a bit? Maybe you run, you preach the gospel. All of us, we are praying that God, let sin die down. My own prayer was that God, this is my mission field. If all of them die, who are we going to preach to? Hallelujah. So know where God is king. God is not king in money things. What is money? What's money? I read of a king of Borneo some days ago who has 7,000 cars in his garage. 7,000. I'm not saying Toyota. There's no one Toyota there. Not one. What is Toyota? 7,000. So now. Go and preach to him that Jesus, God will bless you. That's a blessing. That God will. Yes, I see God taking to the next level. He will say, come. They tell God that if God needs something, I will give him. Ah. So, don't have a wrong focus in Christianity. Please, don't have it. Don't think as you come here right now, I'm coming here to bless your finances. I'm coming here to bless your zeal for the gospel. Hallelujah. Of course, you will do well in life. Have I caused you? No, you will do well in life. Amen, amen. Say, I trust God's power. Yeah, that means God will yet make room for you, ensure you don't get involved with people that will dupe you, things like that. But that does not mean serving God is for an earthly gain. No. That's what where people get it from. People ask, are you saying God does not do anything to aid us in the earthly? No. Amen. He will die to the right people. He will draw you from things that can crash you. From journeys that you make that you won't come back. He will draw you from it through divine direction. Have you told them what is man? Okay, one, what of Shetrisu? No, not yet. Okay, awesome. You get everything there. So let's progress. Ephesians 4 now. Thank you. So we are seeing in one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's what I'm saying. It's one faith. You see one faith. There's no faith of we are my own major. I'm majoring on something that is not, no. One faith. See one faith. That means we should be able to enter every church and we are found teaching the same Jesus. Nobody is teaching tithing is the way to heaven. Nobody is teaching Aladura is the way to heaven. Same Jesus. The same Jesus. Thank you. Let's progress. So now, see verse 7. But unto every one of us is given what? Grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. See that? Unto every one of us is given grace. Grace there will be an office. Gift of Christ is salvation. Write that down. Grace will be an office in that context. And the grace of Christ will be salvation. 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 Unto every one of us is given grace. According to
that measure of the gift of Christ. So we are given a office plus empowerment. Write this down. We are given an office and empowerment plus training to bless others in salvation, for salvation, and because of salvation. Again, we are given an office plus empowerment plus training to bless others in salvation, for salvation, and because of salvation. That is the meaning of Ephesians 4 verse 7. You are given grace. The grace there is responsibility. But inside that responsibility, there will be training. There will be commissioning. There will be an empowerment according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Go to Romans 13. So you have an office. You have an empowerment. You have a task God has given you. A task that you cannot postpone. It is urgent. Just give me some minutes. I'll be snappy today. See Romans 13 verse 11. Know that, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Wow. To awake out of sleep. Out of nonchalancy. Nonchalant believers. It should stop. Out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believe. It's not talking about salvation from sin. It's talking about immortality and the rest. See verse 12. It's about ministry. Let's read verse 12 together. One to go. 12. Past pain. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor. So, please write this down. Why is your commission urgent? Because the men you are sent to, they don't have forever. Please write this down. Write that down. Why is your commission urgent? The first reason is because the men you are sent to, they don't have what? They don't have forever. Remember, the title of the sermon is The Ministry of Jesus and what? And time. I said for a believer, your own time is counting what? It's counting off because you have eternal life. When do you have it? When you die or now? Now. That's first John for you. Said, teach them that believe in them. Let them know that now they have eternal life, not later. It's not a later thing. It's a now thing. But the one that has rejected the gospel, his own time is counting down. They don't have forever. Some people think, yes, but God is love. Don't worry. He will just have mercy on everybody. You know, he's so much love. All those teaching of, let me mention his name. Gelostin, ETC. Yeah. Say this is my Bible. This is my Bible. I love my Bible. I love my Bible. I also love my wife too. What does he love? I love my dad. And that's the end of the sermon. Awesome. And so that is grace. That's not grace. That's Ezekiel 33 verse 7. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Look at that. He said, you shall hear the word from my mouth and warn them from me. So how did you become a watchman? You know his will. You can hear the word at his mouth. You have understood doctrine. You have understood the act of God. This is for responsibility. You are persuaded that God wants the whole world saved. So it calls for responsibility. Knowing God's will bats in you responsibility. What I'm trying to say is that don't be the grace man that hates responsibility. Don't be the one that just loves, you just love the good times, you just love to chant grace, and you hate the responsibility that comes with the message. See verse 8, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall what? Guys, what will happen to him? I will save him. I will have mercy on him. I will find another way. No, he said that wicked man shall what? Shall die in his sin. He said, but his blood will I require at thy hand. So what does that latter part latter part means. It means that you will also be held accountable. It's not saying you will die. It's that wicked man that will die. Praise God. So, not faithful in ministry does not nullify your salvation, but you deny yourself of what we call the rewards in salvation. See, I'm not a useless believer. It will be sad before the Lord when everybody is given account of what they did for the Lord. And you say, well, me, I married, I had children, and I died. It will be sad. It will be sad. Some people think, I know you have heard it, that your first calling is your family. Your first calling is your family. That's a lie. It's not in the Bible. Your first calling is not your family. Praise God. That you are a father does not mean that, yes, God, I'm now the man, since I'm the man of the house, I'm the man of God. You're, no, your wife may know what more than you. Listen to her. If she... you serve God in a local church, not in, you say, yeah, but I'm serving God. And several females, once they just get married, they just say, yeah, I've entered into my rest. See, my job right now is to be, so take care of my baby, I'll tutor him in the way of the Lord. Where is the way of the Lord? Inside school, inside Catholic school. Catholic school. You put her in Catholic school, say, I'm tutoring her in the world, in the way of the Lord. Yes, don't follow back and say, yes, say, I'm doing ministry. You're not doing ministry. You are doing. Find me a name later. That's not ministry, I beg of you. Say ministry is Bible based. It's not every woman, it's not what you find in hospital, it's not what you find in counseling world. Have you heard they call those people Nanta, Antinanta? That's not ministry. Praise God. I beg of you, don't get carried away. Those are just natural things. Okay, let's proceed. So go to So just finish reading Ezekiel, right? Okay, I think I'm sitting there. Still go to verse in chapter 33, verse 9 now. So the wicked man does not have forever. So you must approach your duty with all urgency. Some people don't like to hear this again. That God, please, the wicked man, they are too much. God, go and do something. You don't do anything until you do something. Say, I believe the Bible. Say, I'm not an atheist. Say, a man that dies without believing the gospel, he goes to hell. That is an in Christ reality. In Christ. It's not, we are not preaching so that you can feel that everything else is fine. No, don't worry. You are just, you're a giver witness. I'm a believer. What's that? Okay, see verse 7. So thou, O son of man, verse 9. Nevertheless, if thou want the wicked to turn of his way from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall still die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Amen, amen. So, also, so that's one of the reasons. Also, please write this down. Men make decisions daily. Why is the call urgent? Men make decisions daily, and some decisions will easily take them so farther from the gospel. Maybe let me explain that with a life scenario. Sister, you have been here for how long right now? 1 year. Sit down, man. Thank you. Sit down. Okay. Do we have anybody here that would have even left just if not for this church for the past 1 year? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And let me ask another question. Do you have anyone else that just encountered the word of faith, the word of God's grace, when she came? Anyone? 1, 2, amen. So, if he delayed her call, after you service, Brandelson, what would you have done? Just, you take a tithe, residency, just, do lottery. Maybe you are being in Canada right now. And you will have posted on Facebook, yeah, Canada serving the Lord. and you will see 2,000 comments. Wow, sorry. That God is good. This is God's grace on your life. But snap right now. Put online. Say, I'm serving the Lord in one small church there. Just imagine you are wasting your life. Scroll. Hallelujah. So that is why the call is urgent. It's urgent. If she failed to call to come when she came, like we just don't know. Like
It's just like, okay, sorry, I want to say, okay, okay. Because see how God works is from one to another. I received the call to leave my convenience in Ibadan to come to Abuja. And that's not long ago. That's 3.5 years ago. If I never did, well, some ripple effect I'm seeing today, I won't see it. So, because men are making decisions. Actually, when you go to Kaduna, somebody said she has actually prayed, I have forgotten her name, say, and God told her after service, say, wait, somebody is coming to help you. If we never responded, she will wait in vain. And she will now say, well, God promised and failed. No, it's not God that promised and failed. God told who's supposed to go. The person did not go. How does God answer all this prayer? Through us. When you pray that, God, help me, I want to be fervent. How God will answer your prayer is He will send somebody. No angel will come and grow you up. Not one. Koshelery, it can never happen. God will send a man. Is that He sends it to a man or He sends a man to you? Sorry, a man means man or woman. So that's what I mean. Praise God. Say the call is urgent. Okay, yeah, because men make decisions daily. Decisions that can take them further from Christ. Also, write this down. Some also get plagued with discouragement. With discouragement. Write that down. When men don't arise to help, some get plagued easily with discouragement. Also, some people, write that down, please. They get plagued with discouragement when preachers, when help don't come early. Also, some too, like, some people too, they are half done jobs. Like, the job is, they have encountered the word of faith, but they have not been used to discipleship. They have not been used to service. So, they are just like, half done. Which you have to arise to perfect. Arise to perfect. Some, the churches that started further and die, if somebody has spoken to them in the 80s or early 90s when they started, if somebody has corrected them early, that, sir, yes, you have zeal, but not this way, we will not have this rubbish we have today. And that church has influenced almost every other ministry. Fire prayer. Enemy die. Okay, let's progress. John 4:32. But He said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. So they were telling Him, Master, please eat. This is after the Samaritan woman came to Him. Therefore said the disciples one to another, as any man brought Him aught to eat, 34, help me, want to go? Say unto them, my meat is to do the will of Him, and to what? Remember, who knows this song that we sang in Abuja? I will finish the work You sent me. What's the verse 2? Yes? I will not give up on men. I will live for the men You died for. But give up on love. She now said, I stay spiritually minded. I stay heavenly minded. I'm focused on the word of the Father. I'm focused on the work of the Father. Look at that, for instance. When you hear being heavenly minded, it's not saying think of going to heaven. No. Heavenly mindedness means to be spiritually what? Minded. How do you become heavenly minded? To be spiritually minded. To be mindful of the things of the Spirit. To be mindful of the things that pertain to your salvation. Okay, let's proceed. So, He said, my meat, my food. I think this prophecy came to somebody today and I was praying. Say, my food is to what? What's my food? To do the will of my of him that sent me and to finish the work. Not half-done jobs. To do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. So how do you desire food? Every day, right? Hope you know, when you wake up every day, you think of what to eat. Right? The same way you desire God's work. The same way you desire to profit in God's vineyard. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, I know you are in a difficult terrain. Yes, call it just plateau state. Lots have happened. But trust me, thank God for the peace we have right now. But the solution is still the gospel of Christ. Yeah, that's the solution. Let me tell you the truth. Some people say, but we have Christianity all these years. No, we don't have Christianity. That was not Christianity. When we got to Kaduna, I realized why the persecution actually at times is just so much. There are some persecutions that are unnecessary. When you just see youth, all they want to do is to gather people together, do concerts, sing, put your speaker in front of a mosque and doing concerts, so not preaching the gospel. Just sing. The same thing you are doing in Lagos. You want to do it in the north. So when they now fight back, you now say they are persecuting in the first place. Are you with me? So when even the gospel is not known, the average Christian cannot explain why Jesus is called the Son of God. The average Christian. And when the Muslim meets you on evangelism, what will they say? They will say, God has no son. No wife, no son. And Christian cannot explain. So how do you convert them? How do you change them? So what we are doing is what we can call reformation. Reformation. That's why we have pastors from several other ministries that come now to learn to get better. To get better. Praise God. So don't say the gospel has failed in the north. No. Men never understood. Even in the so-called south, they are just understanding. What we had over the years is just mixtures, shades, and perversions. Thank you. Let's progress. So, that's John. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. Let's read verse 35. Help me. Okay. 1, 2, go. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Say we don't postpone the call. Okay, let me be faster right now. Let's read verse 36. Yes. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruits unto life eternal. And both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. 37. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereunto you bestowed no labor. Other men labor and you entered into their. Of course, I will explain more on that in offices. So, but at times, you will have to go and perfect the work that others have started. Amen, amen. Most of you have been a believer before we came. You only came to perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Most of you, some of you, we are not the one that got you saved. But we are now helping you to progress in the Lord. So you will also see calls like that. Works that have been half done, that you have to come and help it to progress. So please, time is not always your friend in ministry. Now write that down. That's where I'm going. Time is not your friend in ministry. In salvation, time will bow down to you. In ministry, time is not your friend. Why? Because your audience is on a countdown. Is on a countdown. A man dies without believing in Jesus, he goes to hell. He goes to hell. Whether it's your mom or your dad, he goes to hell. So take the gospel to them. Tell them what Jesus did. Jesus died for your sins, sir. Jesus died for your sins, grandma. Teach them the gospel. So go to Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Territories don't get better when preachers don't go on time. Territories don't get better when preachers don't go there on time. No. Territories don't get better. Territories don't get better. You see Luke chapter 10 from verse 1. Territories don't get better when preachers don't arise on time. Luke chapter 10 from verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself will come. Verse 2. Let's read. Help me. Yes? Yes? Pray, Lord of Harvest, that he will send forth what? Laborers into his. See Matthew's account. Matthew 9 from verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. 36. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. Scattered abroad as sheep having no. 37. Then said it unto the disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but laborers are few. 38. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest, he will send forth who? Hallelujah. Say laborers. Say laborers. So there's an urgency to the call of God. There's an urgency. There's an urgency to the call of God. So in that, now see chapter 10 verse 1 of St. Matthew 10 of Matthew now. Chapter 10 verse 1. Because he said, no, Jesus not just prays. Okay, let's keep praying, oh, that God will send laborers. How will the laborers come? See the answer to the prayer. Chapter 10 verse 1. One, two, go. To cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness. And of course, I told them later, you read, say, preach the word. He said, preach the word and commission them to preach the gospel. So, of course, this was only possible upon training, okay? Upon training. Before he told them this, he had been training them for years, right? Yeah. So, when you don't get involved in training, you delay God's harvest. You delay it. You are delaying it. You are delaying God's harvest. When you don't give yourself to training, that you have vision is not enough, that you are zealous is not enough, that you came for this meeting is not enough. This meeting is an awakening. It's to open your eyes to what needs to be done. You must be discipled. Tell your neighbor, say you must be discipled. So that's the point. You must be discipled. Or else you will go and, even if you do ministry without being discipled, without being trained, you will create problems for another person to come and sort out again. That's the point. You just go and create more problems for others to go and sort out. So vision is not enough. Zeal is not enough. You must be discipled. You must be discipled. You must be discipled. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Let me know when you are there. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Let's read. No, there's just a lot to this chapter. Let me read 23. You read verse 24 for me. And this I do for the gospel's sake that I might. That's not enough. Okay. I don't want to read the whole chapter right now. See verse 19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself what? Servant unto all, so that I may gain the more. See that? Okay, so now you get what he's saying. See verse 23 now. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partakers thereof with you. 24, one to go. There is run all, but one received the prize. So run that you may what? Obtain. So how do you run? So that you may obtain. So ministry is not compared with someone in a spa. Write that down. Please, I say that deliberately. He said, know ye that they which run in a race. See what he compared ministry with. Say people who are running in a race, but only one received the prize. So you should run that you may obtain. That you may obtain. See 25. And every man that strives, say strive. Striving for masteries is temperate in all things, Now they do is to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. 26 and 27, want to go? But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest at any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. So please, ministry is a race against time. It's a race against time. I've said that your audience, they are counting down. They are counting down. But the believer, you are counting up. You have the victory already, but others, they don't have it. Yeah. When you see that seconds going every day, know that the time for someone is going. It's literal. It's literal. This is why anytime there is peace, there is no more COVID, thank God, it's time to run. It's time to run. Time is not your friend in ministry. Time is not your friend in ministry. As touching ministry, yes, we are confident as sons, but we walk as servants. We are confident as sons, but what? We walk as servants. As servants. Yes, so that means there's a context in which we call ourselves a servant of God. Sons of God in redemption, servants of God in ministry. Servants of God in ministry. Jude chapter 1, verse 1. That means we don't cross, when it's time for duty, we don't just cross our legs saying, yes, but I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Yes, but yes, it's time for work. It's time for duty. It's time. It's time. Jude 1, verse 1. It's time. I'm already 70% done. Jude 1, verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ. See that? And the brother of James. See what he calls himself. Servant of Jesus. Have you observed that the apostles, they don't introduce themselves as sons of God when they are writing epistles? Are they not sons of God? They are. But because they are serving you. This is a work of a what? Servant. So that means, I am serving. That's Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the grace of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That means because you have seen his love, you now give yourself over. Say, I give myself over. So, see that. Say, do the servant of Jesus. Like it's not. See, Titus 1 verse 1. Some people, if you ask them, how are you? What is your name? My name is Bishop. No, I am a servant of God. See Titus 1. Servant. Not servant of God. Not servant. No, you can call it servant in the form of, I'm an emoji. No. I serve God. Praise God. Okay, see Titus 1 verse 1. Just didn't want to take you long today. Paul, a what? And an apostle of. You see that? Which one comes first? The service. See James 1, verse 1. This one is serious. James 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, when I check that word servant in the Greek, it means a bond servant. Let me explain the meaning of a bond servant to you. It's like if you have a slave, okay? You have a slave that you now set him free. So you can go to your people. And he now says, I love my master. This is actually in the New Testament of Israel. Say, I love my master. The man will now say, so I want to stay with you. So he has been set free at redemption, right? But he said, no, I am not going. I want to serve you. So in those culture then, they will now take his ear or somewhere. They will bore Abby. They will drill his ear. They will now, man will now put a mark on him that, this one though is officially mine for life. Say ministry is for life. So I say, bond servant. I have been set free, but I choose to put myself under the Lordship of Christ. I have been set free, right? Yeah, if I never come to church again, you enter heaven.
If you never mention the name of Jesus again, some of you think because we are talking ministry, we now demonstrate salvation. No, salvation is salvation. Now it's free. Nothing. A man believes he goes to be good, he's saved. Saved now, saves forever. Saves eternally. I mean, they don't like eternal salvation. They don't like eternal security. Then go and find your own security. You go and find your, then, but you like man's security. You have him a God. But you don't like eternal security. If God will give security, which type of security will he give? You will give an eternal one, huh? If you will give a security, you will give a temporary because it is you. If God will give security, which type will he give? Eternal. Simple. So, although now saved forever, I now choose to put myself under the Lordship of Christ. So I'm a servant of God. And why are you doing that? So that many more people can see the light you have seen. That's why. That's why. It's not because you have all the time in the world. It's not because you are the most hardworking. It's not because God put one zeal in you before you are born. No. It's just want more men will see. You want more men to see the light. More men to see it. More men. More men to become like you. You know, his sacrifice is for the whole world. We have nations today that it seems like there's no gospel. And the people there, they are just doing materialism. It's sad. And you that know, it's not you that now know that you now say, but I love my life. What is your life? No, he gave his life for you. So we now give our life back in the ministry. So that means, I can say it. So that means that phrase, I give my life to Jesus, is not a term of salvation, right? It's a term of ministry. In salvation, he gave his life to us. In ministry, we now give our life back to him. John 3:16 is salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his life, right? It's only begotten son for us. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but freely gave him, he delivered him up for us all. Shall he not with him freely give us all things? But when you now read 1 Corinthians 5:10, now say, oh, okay, knowing therefore the terror of God, we persuade men in that he died for all, that they which live should henceforth not live unto themselves, but for him that died for them and rose again. So, giving my life to Jesus is what? Ministry. Is to now submit my will. That, oh, God, you call the shots. That's why it would be terrible for you to be right now and to see one to marry for wealth, or marry for position, or marry for finance. The guy is fine. He has his packs. Don't worry. You shop it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I even wrote this in my notes. I said, when you marry a spiritual dullard, you are working against God's plan. When you marry a spiritual, because it will limit that pace. You won't be able to run. You are pulling a load. You are pulling a load. All those, have you watched those Mosaic films of when you want to enter heaven, you are carrying a load, the load will not allow you to enter. Yes, the thing is okay, but it's not for salvation. That's ministry. It's the ministry that we don't drag loads along. You don't yoke yourself with somebody that says, well, I just love Jesus, but I don't do all this in your ministry thing. Right? Tell her, come to for all day studies. Say, I can't come, I'm busy. That's a danger point now. What are you doing with that? Break the thing by the power of God. Sela, sela. By the power of God. What? You think? Like I said in Cuba. See, such people, when you get before Jesus and you say, sir, I want to serve you, but this girl, she just joins my neck. The girl, she will deny you. Because nobody knows it's not me. She will deny you. Hallelujah. So, it's time to labor. It's time to run. It's time to run. Men will go to hell for our laxity. So you can start playing the keyboard. Let's start closing. Men will go to hell for our laxity and for our late obedience. When you are not done learning and you allow just a juicy opportunity to take you away. Pastor, I just got a job. Where? In banana? No, it's not in Plantain Island. They will be paying me $5,000 per month. So, wow. 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 Hope you know you have killed your pastor. She won't know what to say to you. Because she wants you to do fine in life.
But there's a call. There's a call that is yet hanging that must be fulfilled. So no, some of you think that is everything we tell our that pastor says that is from the heart. No. At times we tell you what you want to hear. Moses did the same. Will she kill herself? Say, we want to divorce her. We want to divorce. We don't say, don't worry. Divorce. And Jesus said, he said that because of the hardness of their hearts. That means you can hear go from your pastor. Don't hear go from our instruction. Hear the go from the preaching. What he may indulge you in one-on-one, he won't do it by preaching. When Jesus wants to go and preach Jesus, what did Jesus say? So what you want to do? Go and do it. Maybe it's your desire. Go and do it. You have heard me from preaching. You have heard me from everything that woe to the man that betrayed the Son of Man. And you see, put your head there. You shook. I said, go and do. That means it's not about but yeah, I told my pastor. He said I can go. Go and listen to what he taught you. That's the point. See, there's a glory of men. There's yet a glory of God. That is what we are in church to pursue. 2 Timothy. Chapter 2, verse 4. When you make it difficult for your leaders to grow you up, you are working against God's plan. Some people just want you to be shouting, to calling you there and say, come for evangelism. You are working against God's plan. You are saying somebody somewhere should die quickly and go to hell. It's literal. See, when I became saved, I walked on all my parents, father and mother. It's literal. Do not take care of me all this while, and I will see you in hell. Mba. 2 Timothy 2 verse 4. No man that what worried entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. This is ministry. Say ministry, we please God and God alone. Go back to Philippians 1 verse 1. Sorry, Philemon 1 verse 1. Philemon 1 verse 1. Please. It was intentional that I prayed, blessed all of you. Of course, I will bless anyone that remains before preaching. I want this to stick with you. If you follow me, for instance, follow the preaching. If you suddenly come and said, sir, pastor, God is doing great things. Awesome. I just saw an offer. Where? In Kuwait. Wow. And I shared the membership training. 34. Rogo. 34. That means this one cannot get there and pick gospel. Because he doesn't even understand the gospel yet. Are you with me? We check your PR note. In the whole month, half person cannot preach to. You have not been able to preach to somebody in Nigeria. You will now say you saw a job in Saudi Arabia. You are just going to enter your rest. It's true. Before, that means, are we saying relocation things like that is wrong? No, but you are in a show. Like, honor those period of training. Honor it. Honor it can change your life forever. A year changed my own life. A year. Everybody said redeploy. That was NYC year. Everybody said redeploy. Redeploy. My church was calling me there. Redeploy. Come back. We need you. This, that. We work it. God says stay. Oh, thank God I stayed. If I never stayed, there will not be training today. There will not be Pastor Joy. There will not be Edifier Assembly. There will not be Pastor Jolai. There will not be Pastor Nainka in my life. I'll just be doing Suleiman and all those things. Hallelujah. Don't be too complex for God. Don't be such that God will have to beg, appeal, jog. Some things I know practically that God usually gives up on people. Let me tell you how he gives up. When he withdraws a preacher from your life, he has given up on you. Because God will not have his servants waste his life on a rebellious fellow. I've seen people that say, that I want to shut up again, that say, okay, how are you doing again? I say, no, don't. It's not that God hates that person, but he's telling me, don't waste your own time. So we just take your money, do this, and say yes, sir, and we do nothing. Don't be such. Don't be such. Sorry, we don't provide in the divine assembly. We have two sets of people. You are either obedient or rebellious. We don't give you a room of you can see the coming to church. And when you now like later, you can flow along. No. Hebrews 3 said, as the Holy Ghost said today, when you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Harden not your hearts. Don't be too complex for God. So Philemon 1 verse 1. What did Paul call himself there? Philemon 1 verse 1. Want to go? Want to go? Let's read, yes. Prisoner. In grace, oh, grace, oh. In grace, oh. Does he say forever? Oh? Yes, what? Prisoner. What kind of a prisoner? That means I can't go where I want. I will go where you want. I can't eat when I want. I will eat when you say yes. That is the consecration of ministry. There is no physical bars around you. Yet you say, I die here doing the Father's will. Caged in God's will. Say Paul, a prisoner of Jesus. How about that? How about that? How about that? But people say, the way you are preaching, you don't want people to do it in their career. I'm not serving them. I'm serving God for them. There's a career that existed before the fourth university was created. Pastor Giovanni Osova. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. How about that? But you know, that is not what somebody can say for you. You can say, you are a prisoner. No, that's what you can only say yourself. You know, it's even heavy in my mouth. I can't even say, we are all prisoners. No. That means you must have seen God. You must have seen God. That God's will, it is real to you. What that's called a miracle. That, okay, let's just do it in case it is real. No, to you, it's not in case. It's not in case. It's not just a story. God became a man. God, creator of everything. He came down. He walked on earth. And what was he doing? He was preaching the gospel. What are you doing? God became a man. He didn't come and do doctor. God became a man. He was preaching. He was preaching. You don't get it. God, he became a man. And he was begging men, appealing to men, preaching the gospel. He was preaching. And you are saying, fine boy like me, fine girls like me, we don't preach. What are we doing? I'm skimpy. I am fine. Body that will perish. Body, have you seen a dead corpse before? 3 days, the thing is not recognizable again. And that is what you are living to please. Flesh, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. And you leave the Father's will. Leave the Father's will. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Remember thy creator in the days of your youth. When you still have strength to run, what are you doing with it? Some people say, when I get it all, I will do ministry. When I get it all, I will serve God. When I get it all, I will preach, I will disciple men.
See, everything you are praying for, you will get. The only thing that will be lacking is what God wants. So people, they use God to get things. Everything you pray for, you will get. You will get. Ah, God. He said, those that seek me early. He's not talking about early in the morning. Start with this song. He said, while I'm young, why there is yet strength in my bones? Why there is yet strength in my bones? You want to give the best of your life to commands, and the worst, and when the strength is no more, you not give it to say, okay, I will serve God there. When you are not married, you are not yet accountable to a baby everything. They are begging you for ministry. They are begging you. They are begging you. They are begging you. They are begging you. She said, I will not waste. My life will not be a waste. I will do the work I have been sent. God, you call the shot. I am a prisoner. I will not be full of my own devices. I will not be full. Big base. The master begs. Big base. Men in darkness, they beg, they beckon. Big base. The Lord beckons. Don't yoke yourself under unfortunate circumstances. Don't yoke yourself. Don't yoke yourself. Some of you will know that this thing I am about to do, it will take away not just my fervency or every fire, it will quench it. And you will put your head there because of money. Because of money. Please pray. Pray. I'm done. Pray. 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 Let your life count for God. Let your life count for God. You will not wait. This word will ring in your heart forever. That you are not a waste. That you are not a waste. That the best of your life, you gave it to God. You gave it to his work. You gave it to his ministry. You will not waste. No, you will not waste. You will not waste. In the name of Jesus. You will not waste. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah to God. There is excellence in excellency. There is excellence. Pray. There is excellence. pray a bit more. Look at your life. Close your eyes. Pray. Look at it yourself. Pray. Pray. Before you take that marital decision, I beg of you, get established in ministry. Get established in ministry first. Pray, just pray, just pray. 5 minutes will be done. While I'm young, when there's yet strength in my bones, I won't wait. I do the works that have been sent. You call the shots. I won't be full of my own devices. I will follow you and the men that you gave. I will follow you forever. While I'm young, where there's yet strength in my bones, I won't waste. I do the works that I have been sent. You call the shots. My own devices, how we follow you, and the men that you gave, and the men that you gave, how we follow you forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray a bit more. Call the shots. You call the shots. I will follow you. If you just need that I pray for you, just come to the front. Just over your decisions. If I've not prayed for you, just wish I pray for you over decisions, etc. Just come to the front. I'll pray for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You forever. While I'm
strength in my bones. I won't wait. I do the work that I've been sent.
You call the shot. Lord,
I follow you.
And the man that you gave,
Lord,
I will follow you forever.
Amen. Just bring your feet, everybody. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. Bring your feet. Let me pray for you. Let your hearts be found resolute in God's will. Listen to me. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't say, I will go home and pray about it. No. Go home and obey. Now your prayer will only extend your journey. Don't spiritualize God's instruction. There's no shortcut to discipleship. Everybody regrets it later. Yeah, that's what happens. Everybody regrets that decision they don't take. To be well tutored, to be orderly, to be discipled. Everybody regrets it later. They all do. Don't go home and say, I want to go and pray about it. You have prayed. I have prayed. Don't go home and say, I will fast to know what to do. You can hear the Father's desire. You can feel His heart. Go and do. The path is never called convenience. It's called the path of obedience. Anybody that promise guarantees you one earthly stardom while serving God has lied to you. There is only one thing that is guaranteed. God will tell you, well done. He will tell you, well done. I'm serious. That is the only guarantee. That is only the only thing I can promise you that will happen. You will hear well done from God. Thou good and faithful servants. There will be God's commendation. God's commendation. Thou good and faithful servants. I don't know if you desire that more than the well done of a president that will be there today and not there tomorrow. I don't know if you desire that than the well done of a top man of yesterday. I don't know if you desire that than the well done of your family members that are pressurizing you. There's a well done that God gives. There's a commendation that God gives. Your heart is stayed on this cause. You find it easy to obey God's call. His will is your will. His desire is your desire. His pursuit is your pursuit. His plan your plan. 10 years to come, I will find you doing the work of Jesus. Wherever you are on the planet of the earth, I will find you with the same obsession. I will not find you with another message. No. It will be, declare Him who died for your sins, who rose again. This message will be evergreen in your heart. Every day you wake up, you will find to rejoice. Oh, I am saved. I am saved. Others rejoice over bank account. Others rejoice over international connection. No. You rejoice forever over the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. And that propels you daily to share the same good news with others. You are not slothful in this business. You are fervent in the Spirit. Always serving the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now let's sing that song that we started with again. Let's sing that song. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you still go vanish to go vanish? So Daniels. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just
heaven in the spirit, serving the Lord.
Thank you. Sing.
In business, we are
faith
in the spirit, serving the Lord. Serving the Lord, now it's not for in business, we are serving the Lord, serving
I am fervent.